In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end, amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. So this week is a great week. Wonderful things are happening, and our God is asking us to really begin to become aware of what is happening that the Lord is doing. So after 105 years and eight months, finally we're hearing the word Russia. And again, this is the third time the world's been consecrated by the Holy Father. And again, this is a great and glorious thing. It's an amazing thing that's happening, and we're going to witness this. And this time that's happening, Jesus says to Louisa, there's many acts that must be done before the divine will reigns on earth as it is in heaven. And this is one of the acts that the word, the word Russia is used. Again, this is a glorious, glorious thing that's happening. We should be rejoicing. We should make sure that you're praying at the same time the Holy Father is consecrating the world to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Pray in the divine will. See, this is the power. Our Lady said to Louisa, I'm going to teach you new and powerful prayers. Everything that's happening is happening because the kingdom is coming. God's getting everything ready. There's nothing to be afraid of. There's nothing to be worried about or anxious about. The kingdom is coming. So as we pray, especially this week, for this act to happen, it opens the door to other acts that will be happening. Like, for example, Our Lady said to Sister Mary Ephraim in Rome City, Indiana, basically, that this desire of hers will be fulfilled someday, hopefully quickly. And this is another act that has to be done. And this is when Our Lady of America statue is processed into the Basilica in Washington. And she says, when that happens, that's all she's asking for. Our Lady doesn't ask for much. In Fatima, she said, pray the rosary, wear the scapular, and attend First Saturday Masses in reparation to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. What Our Lady said to Sister Mary Ephraim is, all I ask is that the bishops process me in. And then she says, I will heal America and heal the world. So this first step is, consecrating Russia. She says, I'll bring an era of peace to the world. Good things are coming. And this is what we're going to talk about today in this light of the divine will. This light is seen not by many humans at this point, but it's seen by the angels and even the demonic. They see this light. It's the light that radiates from Jesus. It's the light that radiates from Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. And what they see and they become enraged with, and this is what's happening, as Our Lady is crushing the head of Lucifer, his tail is swinging all over the place. He's, it's wrapping around people's legs, but his head's being crushed. This is Our Lady's job, to put the evil one away, basically, so that the kingdom can be established on earth as it is in heaven. So this light, we talk about the saints with a nimbus of light around their head, a halo. This is more than that. See, that's doing the will of God. What Jesus is going to bring about is this light that emanates from him, this light that emanates from Our Lady, this divine light, life, love that comes from the new Adam and the new Eve, is now giving to humanity. The firstborn, Louisa, she possesses this. The first one after that, Jesus reveals to Louisa, and Louisa tells us in the three appeals, is it will be the Holy Father. The Holy Father will possess this light, this life, this love of God that was given to Louisa, and he has the keys to the kingdom. And one key is to lock up the human will. The other key is to open the doors for of heaven to all of humanity. And when that happens, there'll be one church, one flock, one shepherd. And we're very, very close to this. It's very close. And our Lord is asking us to continue to pray, continue to do our acts and our rounds in the divine will, entering into this light, this true light of life of Jesus and Mary. This is what the bearer of light, Lucifer, saw in the garden after he fell, when he lost his light. He saw this light of God coming from Adam. And he sees this, and he went in to say, I don't want this to happen. I'm going to foil God's plans. And that's where we've been for 6,000 years. 2,000 years ago, Jesus redeemed us. Our Lady was with Jesus, co-redeeming as the new Adam and the new Eve. And now it's so close that this light is going to be given to the world. Jesus comes and he says, I am the light of the world. But then he says to us, you are the light of the world. He says to begin to live this. He says, the kingdom of God is within you. He wants this light, this life, this love to become alive in us. This is sanctification. He has redeemed us. And now the Lord says, I'm going to bring you into sanctification. So what does he say to Saint Faustina? The final devotion I give to my church before I return is divine mercy. This is what we're into. We're into seeing Jesus and these rays of light coming from his heart. And Jesus tells Louisa, when the divine will reigns, we will see 360 degrees of rays of light shining from his heart. He says, we have seen nothing yet. But what is coming is this, God is going to reveal who he is to humanity. This act that we're waiting for, that God is going to do. So we have to do our acts now and in the divine will. So in volume 22, June 12th, 1927, Jesus says to Louisa, my daughter, the one who lives in my divine will drinks light. Now, Jesus is explaining to Louisa a divine reality in human terms. How can you drink light? If we take things literally, it doesn't make sense. But what Jesus is saying, like a sponge drinking in water, the soul who lives in the divine will begin to possess this light. They'll soak it up within themselves. They drink this light. And just as light is such that while one sees it and enjoys it, others too can see this light and enjoy it. And he says, the same for my divine will. So the evil one knows who is getting closer and closer to living in this divine will. And what the devil does is he flees. Why? It's the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. And when he sees this light, he recognizes that he's a failure. What he did in the Garden of Eden to take Adam and Eve away from the living in the divine will, Jesus and Mary have given this to humanity. And Jesus said to Louisa, if I give this gift back to Adam, he will lose it again. If I do the same thing again, after Adam knew everything that has happened, he would fail again. And Louisa said, well, if Adam would fall, how can I not fall? Adam was this, you breathe the Ruach of God, the breath of God into this dust, and out of the dust came your image and likeness. How can I, Louisa said, how can I not fail? And Jesus says, because you have what Adam didn't have. You have the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. He says, you can't fail. So what does that say to us? Jesus says that he wants us to enter into this light, this love, this life of God, to begin to possess little by little. No one possesses it fully, because that's reserved, as the apostles said to Jesus, James and John, you know, we want to sit at your right and your left. Jesus says, that's reserved. That's for the Father. But can you drink of the cup of suffering? And they said, yes. He says, you will. James was the first one who died. And John basically was the last one who died. It's like the beginning and the end of this reflection of Jesus, you know, the apostles. And what now God is going to do is he's going to get us ready. So great things are around, just around the corner. Magnificent things. What Jesus teaches Louisa is this light that can be seen by the evil one, seen by the angels and the evil one, this invisible light that we're drinking in as we read, as we study, as we put into practice the truths that Jesus given to Louisa, as we begin to live this abundant life, little by little. I mean, the house has been painted, and the house is pretty old, and the paint is peeling off. And what you have to do is you have to scrape all that paint off. Why? To repaint it. And this new paint, or this new light, this new life that's coming, we are using the sacraments and sacramentals of the Holy Church to free us from this human misery of worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin. We're being freed of this little by little. And the more that we read, the more that we study, the more that we put this into practice, the sooner the kingdom's coming. So what's happening all over the world, as more and more people are reading, studying, and putting into practice the truths, these lessons, these promises, these manifestations, these knowledges that Jesus is breathing into Louisa and Louisa is putting on paper, as we begin to enter into this little by little, that's our hope, little by little. It's taking one step at a time, entering into this gift. And Jesus says you can have as much as you want or as little as you want. So the more that we enter into this, the more that we can begin to possess, because God is doing it. We're just cooperating with God. It's the same thing with the Blessed Mother. When the angel said, you're going to be the mother of God, you're Theotokos, when you're going to be the mother of God, she says, how can this be? I want to please God in all things. I've already vowed a life of virginity. I'm not going to know man. How is this going to happen? And the angel said, it will be through the power of the Holy Spirit. And she said, fiat mihi, let it be done as you have said. It's the same thing for us. When the Lord says, I want you to share in my divinity, this is what the priest says every day at Holy Mass, putting the drop of water in the chalice. I want you to share in my divinity. We say, okay, what do I need to do to enter into this life that you want to give me? And the Lord says, I'm going to give you what I gave to Louisa. Louisa possesses this gift. It's the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. And as much as you want, or as little as you want, I will fill you. I will fill you, Jesus said, to overflowing if you wish. And our response should be, fiat mihi, let it be done as you say. And then Jesus says to Louisa, get out of my way. I'm going to do this. That's exactly what St. Louis de Montfort said. St. Louis de Montfort says they'll be the greatest saints in the history of the church, the history of the world. This is this light that's coming from them. But it's nothing that they have done, but what God has done for them. And this is why this light, as he says, the one who lives in the divine will drinks this light. You're becoming saturated with this light that emanates from you. And the evil one sees this and he knows it's not us. It's the light of Jesus and Mary. And he flees. And this is why... as the souls begin to live in the divine will, little by little, as this light emanates from the little children of the holy divine will, as this light begins to shine in its fullness, what happens at that point, it's the kingdom is on earth as it is in heaven. And the evil one recognizes this. And what does he have to do? He's been banished from heaven. He will be banished from earth. So these little things that Our Lady has taught us over the centuries, to turn to her so she can bring us to her son. What's happening now is it's a new beginning. We're going from Jesus, from Mary to Jesus, and Jesus and Mary are pointing us to Louisa. It's really funny. When the Father says, I want to show you who I am, he shows us Jesus. When Jesus says, I want to show you who I am, he shows us the Holy Spirit. It's always this humility of God. And so this, the three powers that God has given us, our intellect, memory, and will, are being transmuted inside and out. So what does that mean? It means that we begin to see things from a divine perspective. Okay. If you look at the world through a human perspective, you're filled with fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin. That's the human. Even though we have been redeemed, we go to confession each week. Why? To be freed of even our human inadequacies. So our Lord is asking us, he's saying, do you want to begin to live my life? Jesus says, how do we do this? Show me how to do this. And he says, your intellect, memory, and will have to be purified. And so what he says is, it was just the other day, if you're reading the calendar, he says, if you're looking for a way to be freed, let's say, of worry, you take on this confidence, this trust in God, and you say, I'm not going to worry anymore. You're my Lord. You're my Savior. You're my Master. You're my King. You're my all. And I want this gift that you have breathed into your mother. I want this gift that Mary and Jesus has breathed into Louisa. I want this abundant life. And so God says, good, good. How are you going to do it? And if we say, well, I'm going to follow the saints, I'm going to really begin to learn how to do the will of God, God goes, good. He says, but I want you to have more than that. I want you to enter into my own life. I want to share my divinity with you. I want you to radiate with this divine light. I want you to drink this divine light in. I want you to possess this light of me and my mother, the new Adam and the new Eve. So what happens is we begin to read and study and put into practice these truths that Jesus gave to Louisa. So it says very, very clearly here, this light is such that the soul who sees it enjoys this light. Okay, it's the light of Jesus and Mary. Others, too, can see this light and enjoy it. The same for my holy divine will. I remember when I met Pope John Paul II, I said mass in his private chapel with the Holy Father. And all I can tell you is to be near this man, he was filled with peace. He was filled with light. He was filled with humor. And it was a lot of fun. Everybody was just smiling. Everybody was just beginning to understand what God has breathed into this Holy Father. And so what does he do? He goes all around the world to tell the world what? Get ready for the third millennium. Get ready for the glory of the church, the new springtime of mankind. When he canonized St. Honorable de Francia, the confessor of Louisa, when he canonized him, he echoed what St. Honorable de Francia said. We are now going to enter a new and divine way of holiness. That's what's coming. A new and divine way of holiness. This light, this life, this love of God that's going to be poured upon the earth is going to be soaked in by those who want it. And that's why what's coming is going to be ecstasy for some and wailing and grinding for others. The wailing and grinding of teeth because they don't want this. They want their own life. And God is saying, I'm going to give you my life, my light, my love, so that you can begin to live this true reflection of the Holy Trinity. So Jesus says this. He says, the light is such that you enjoy it and those on the outside of you enjoy it. They can see it and enjoy it. The same for my divine will. Now, to live in the divine will is to possess these truths that Jesus breathed into Louisa. So what does that mean? That means that to live at the divine will is to begin to understand the teachings, the lessons of Jesus to Louisa. I know some people say you don't have to read the Book of Heaven to live in the divine will. That's not what Jesus says. Jesus says you have to learn. I want you to be absorb these truths. I want you to listen. He says this to Louisa often. Listen to what I'm telling you. It's going to completely transmute you, transform you into an image and now likeness of God. Through holy baptism, we are in God's image. And now with this gift of the divine will, we enter into God's likeness. So Jesus says, in giving itself to the soul as light, it invests that soul completely. It's to reflect to become a mirror of Jesus. This is what Jesus is saying. It gives itself as light and invests the soul completely. So that's volume 1 through volume 10, how to do the will of God and become a divine mirror of Jesus. So if we want to become a saint, and Jesus shows us how to become a saint, a very simple way, a very easy way in this volume 1 through volume 10 to give it to Louisa. As you read it, you're going to say, oh, yes, that's what God said to St. John. This is what God said to St. Elizabeth. This is what God said. You know, you're seeing that reflection. But instead of all the saints, of what God said to all the saints, he says it in a very compact way, a very easy way to begin to live this abundant life, volume 1 through volume 10. Then when you get into volume 11, he starts a new beginning that he says, Jesus says, I've told no one until this point. To you, Louisa, you are the first. And from you, this truth is going to be given to all the world. Now, we saw the truth of St. Faustina, Jesus breathing into St. Faustina, the final devotion, divine mercy. And that's been going throughout the whole world. John Paul II, Pope St. John Paul II, gave that to the church in the year 2000. And it's been 22 years now of breathing in this divine mercy. But now what Jesus is saying, I want to give the world more. See, God can't stop giving. He's gratuitous. He's constantly filling us. He says, I want to fill you to overflowing. This is what's coming right now. This is what's happening right now. And so this light invests, first of all, Louisa completely. Our Lady possessed it as the new Eve. Jesus possessed it as the new Adam. But now with the firstborn, who was born of original sin, has this light, this love, this life of God, investing her completely. There's to overflowing. That's Louisa. And again, we have to begin to see Louisa as the way Jesus sees Louisa. Jesus said to Louisa in volume 12, he said, he says, I as God, he basically cannot live without you, Louisa. Jesus says that to Louisa. Louisa, you're so important to me that I can't live without you. That's the same thing for us. It's Jesus is drawing us to the kingdom. The evil one, he's basically conquered the world. He's the prince of this world, but he's defeated. And now the kingdom is coming. That means he's going to be thrown out. You want the world? It's yours. That's what God basically said to the devil. You want it? It's yours, but I'm the king. So now you got to leave. You got what you wanted. Now you got to leave. So just think about that. 105 years and 8 months, Our Lady said, you know, consecrate Russia to me. And it's being done. Of course, we've done this with Pope Pius XII and John Paul II. It's been done, but the word is being used now, the word Russia. Who would have thought? And see, this is an act that Jesus says must be done before the kingdom is established on earth as it is in heaven. And so great things are coming around, right around the corner. So Jesus says, this light will invest the soul completely. And that's what happened with Louisa. And this is what God is going to ask of us, to dive into this infinite ocean of love. And then he says, I want you to drown in it. I never want you to leave. I want you to become part of this infinite ocean of love, to participate in God. This is not to be God, but God is so gratuitous that he wants to fill us with his love, his light, his life. It bilocates the soul, whole interior, and gives light to each thought of the soul. It bilocates the soul's word and gives light to the words of others. See, do you see what's happening? The gift he says to Louisa that I'm going to give to humanity in the divine will is bilocation. But don't confuse it with the bilocation of the saints. It's God that's doing this. Listen to what he says. He says it the soul drinks this light, invests in this light completely, and then this light bilocates the whole interior and gives this light to each thought of creature, of all of humanity. This is what's coming. And it bilocates this word of Louisa that Jesus breathed into her, gives this light to other words. So it's the whole book of heaven. And it bilocates her works, her steps, and gives light to those of to other souls. That's what's happening right now. I remember back in the 80s, it was, you had sheets of paper. You had a couple books. You had the Virgin Mary and the Kingdom and the 24 Hours of the Passion. But we didn't have the volumes. It wasn't possible. It wasn't time for that. Now it's time. And what God is saying is what he gives out to the world. He says, I want to see this happen. To prove that it's happening, Jesus says, is that the book is in the hands of all of humanity who wants it, all over the world. He said to Louisa that when the book comes out, it will transform the face of the earth. And in 1997, at Christmas of 1997, Our Lady said to Father Gobi, everything's completed. Well, what's completed? What's done? And that is, the Book of Heaven came out in 1996. And there was one group that prayed all 36 volumes. And that was the group in Mexico City under Acuña's group. And Our Lady said to Father Gobi, the Triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary will begin in Mexico City. And then she says, everything's completed. The triumph is that we become like her son. That's the triumph. What Jesus breathed into Louisa, the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, into Louisa, he says, I want this given to the world. So Jesus says, I'm going to do this. So when Our Lady said, fiat mihi, God did 100% of the work. She just said, yes. Same thing with Louisa. Louisa said, yes. God goes, good. Now I will breathe this into you for each word that I give to you. Each word that we read, each truth that we enter into, each knowledge that God gives to Louisa, each lesson, each promise that Jesus gives to Louisa on every single page in the Book of Heaven, he's now breathing this into humanity. That's why everything seems to be falling apart. It's not. God's getting everything in order for the kingdom to be established on earth as it is in heaven. Read the Book of Heaven. Study the Book of Heaven. You become filled with peace, joy, and happiness. And it's God that's doing this. It's not us going, Yahoo. It's God going, Yahoo. The kingdom is coming. And he says, the kingdom of God is within you. And as we read this, as we study this, as we put this into practice, everything in us begins to change. Everything. Even our human inadequacies are being changed to be in a reflection of Jesus's adequacies, of Jesus's life, his light, his love. So Jesus says this bilocation that it's going to bilocate his words into our words. Our words are going to be his words. Light to other words that people will talk. It's not going to be about, like Jesus says, those that talk about themselves shows their nothingness, shows that there's not much there. All they have is themselves. We have to stop talking about ourselves. That's why Jesus says, no more I, me, my, and mine. It's him. We glorify him and his mother, the new Adam and the new Eve. So our intellect changes to begin to speak so that our memory is not about us. Oh, I did this and I did that and I wrote this book and who cares? Who cares? It's to talk about the one that's important and his mother. This is what matters. And so as we enter into this life, it's not about us, but it's about the memory of Jesus and Mary. What did they do? What did they say? What did they think? How did they pray? Now, Jesus tells Louisa the prayer that he's looking for is the round of creation, the round of redemption, to go through all that God did in creation, to take all that is in creation and make it your own, and then take all of redemption, the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, and make it your own. It's not about us. We're nobodies. We're nothings. But it's about him. Our delight is in God, not in us. Well, you know, we're going to look back at this body when we get the new body, and we're going to say we were living dead compared to the abundant life that we now possess because of what God has done. You know, Pope Francis, one of the first things he said was, well, two things. He says, number one, people spend more money on makeup than on nuclear weapons. That just shows you it's nuclear weapons. No, it's the mirror. We have to become a divine mirror of Jesus, not of ourselves. And then he says, we spend more money on dog food and cat food than on baby food. This is all going to change. God is the God of life and of light and of love. And this is the divine will that's going to reign on earth as it is in heaven. So he says, look at this bilocation of your word and the words of others, your works, your steps that gives light to others. Your family sees this light without recognizing it. They see it. You know, and again, the first thing in seeing something for most people is negative. Oh, you mean you wear the scapular? You go to confession? You spend time in front of the Blessed Sacrament? What are you doing? But they see it. And as we go, yes, absolutely. this is my life, because it's Jesus's life. It's Mary's life. It's through Louisa. I'm learning how to live this life through this newborn, Louisa Picaretta. So Jesus says, light possesses the true and perfect bilocation. It's not the bilocation of the saints. God is going to bring us into his bilocation, into us. The light that God breathes into us is the true and perfect bilocation. And while it is one, it has the virtue of bilocating for each soul who wants to enjoy this light and see this light. See, this is why we want to be faithful and obedient Catholics. Adam was unfaithful. Adam was disobedient. And Jesus says to Louisa, when you're faithful, obedient to Christ and his church, he says, then I can give you the gift of gifts. But if I don't see this faithfulness and this obedience, how can I give this to you? Adam lost it because of it. So it teaches us that if we want this perfection, be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. If we want this perfection, Jesus says, I will give you the way and the how you're going to do this. And that, to me, is the book of heaven. What I see in the book of heaven is the true life of Jesus and the true life of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve that was given to Louisa. And this is something that we have to understand. There, many, many people say, I just wrote my rounds of creation the way I do it. And I go, well, that's not the way Jesus taught Louisa. Well, it's the way I want to do it. Well, that's not the way Jesus taught Louisa. It's to echo the words of Jesus that Louisa has put down on paper. Because it's not Louisa's words that we're echoing, but it's Jesus and Mary's words. That's why when you learn how to pray the rounds, you're learning the way Jesus prayed, the way Mary prayed, those 30 silent years, and how, as you enter into the rounds of creation, rounds of redemption, praying with your family. Many families have said to the kids, okay, let's pray, the children. So they're getting the children ready to learn how, and they say to the children, what do you want to thank God for today? What can you think of? What can you see? What can you hear? What can you smell? What can you taste that you want to give thanks to God for this gift, this I love you? And the children are amazing. They see things that adults or grown-ups, or I should say grumps, don't see. It's to be childlike. The book of heaven is for children, the children of God. And as we read, as we study, as we put this into practice, we begin to see things from a very beautiful perspective, a childlike perspective. As Jesus said, the kingdom of God is for children. And if we can't be childlike, a grown up is basically a grump. Children laugh, 90% of the time. Adults laugh 10% of the time. It's we forget the wonder, the beauty, the glory. See, the rounds help us to see in creation all the divine I love yous and respond back to God with taking that I love you and giving it back to him from his perspective, not from a human perspective. And this is what God is teaching us. So he says very, very clearly, he says, this light possesses the true and perfect bilocation. While it is one, it has the virtue of bilocating for each soul who wants to enjoy the divine will and see the divine will, possess this light, this life, this love. He says, is the sun not one? Yet how many see it? How many enjoy it? Everybody sees the sun. Much more so for the sun of my divine will. So Jesus says, what you see in the sky when it's a beautiful sunny day, and you can see all around because of the light. He says, now it's the same thing. He says, but more so in the divine will. You're going to see things that you've never seen before. You're going to experience things that you had no idea of. Why? That's our God. He's going to unveil for us his love in creation. He's going to unveil for us his love in redemption. And we're going to participate in that. That is sanctification. It's to give back to God all the divine I love yous that he breathed into us in creation and redemption. And we take it as our own. We possess this to give it back to him. I thank you for this. And what can I give you, God? I can give you all the love you that you gave to me. To give back to God what is God's. We breathe in, we breathe out. It's this, we breathe in the divine I love you. We breathe out the divine I love you. You know, we've talked about this before, but the it was just on the internet, the Yahweh. We breathe in the Yah and you breathe out the way, and that's how the voice sounds or the breath sounds. It sounds like you're saying every single time, Yahweh. Praising God without even knowing it. But Jesus wants us to know this so that we know what we're doing, that he wants us to enjoy it, to see it, to possess it, so that we can give this to others. See, others are, like I said about with John Paul II, being in his presence was amazing. It was, there was the light, the life, the humor, the strength, the power. It was really, really good. He said to my friend, he goes, where are you from? And my friend goes, Syracuse. And he goes, ah, Syracuse. I know it well. It was just amazing. It was just amazing. But you see, as he says, get ready for the new and divine way of holiness. That fullness isn't here yet. And Jesus is asking us to live in this fullness. Now let's go back to what we have to do this week. We pray in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future, that this consecration, this third consecration, bring about what Our Lady's promises. What does she promise? This divine happiness, this divine peace, this divine love that's coming to the earth. And what does she ask? She's just basically a prayer. It's the same thing for Our Lady of America. She says, when I'm processed in, she says, I will save America and the world. She says, America is going to be used very, very powerfully. America is going to be used very, very powerfully. It's going to lead the world back to Jesus. So what is coming is essential that we enter into this light, this love, this life of God. So Jesus says, much more for the Son of my divine will. The soul that drinks this light fills herself completely with this light, though it is one, has the virtue of bilocating for each act, each word, each step, each thought. Everything is changing. Why? God is doing this. We're participating in the image and likeness of God. Finally, after 6,000 years, Jesus, 2,000 years ago, redeemed us with his mother. She was on Calvary with him, dying with him. And now Jesus says, now is the time for sanctification. And he's saying, I want all my children. I want all my children. And he says, would you pray in their name? Would you stand in the breach as Moses stood in the breach for it? Not just for the Israelites, but for all of humanity, all of my children. And this is what we're doing. When we pray in the divine will, it's in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. So what does God hear? He hears every human being praying with our voice. We're standing in their place saying to God, I love you. I praise you. I thank you. I bless you. I adore you. I worship you. I glorify you. In the name of all my brothers and sisters. God goes, good. He says, This is the life of Jesus. This is the life of Mary. On Calvary, they stood in our place. Now what Jesus is saying is, I want you to begin to live my life, this light, not just a halo, not just a nimbus around your head, but divine light radiating. I want you to enter into this life, into this light, into this love of God. And this is why he says, more so for the Son of my divine will. The more that the soul drinks this light, filling the self up completely with this light, in though it is one, he says, has the virtue of bilocating for each act, each word, each step, and forms the enchantment of its divine light to all of humanity, to all of creation. Image and likeness. This is what God is asking. And he's asking us to just give our fiat. To read, to study, to put this into practice. And as we read, study, and put this into practice, God is bilocating in us. He's bringing to us for every thought, every word, every deed, for our intellect, memory, and will, a complete transformation of the face of the earth. That's our job. This is a glorious job, a glorious duty. So I'll end with a prayer. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa. And we pray that this prayer becomes God's command. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.